Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity has again dropped to a very low level, according to the Australian Government's Department of Radio and Space Services. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 68, that's 6.8, and the daily smooth sunspot number has dropped to 2.0. That's single digit 2. And those numbers are not likely to change significantly in the immediate future. And as we've been saying in recent programs, this means that long distance multipath propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above 10 megahertz, about 10 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. So the current sunspot cycle is still, we're still in cycle 24, and this is not expected to conclude until sometime late in 2019. So goodness knows what will happen before then. In the meantime, we have some information concerning long-running United States federal radio stations in danger of shutdown. This information from the IEEE Spectrum, subtitle Several Public Radio Stations that have been broadcast at time of day continuously for nearly 100 years are on the chopping block, and I'd like to quote from that article. Starting in May 1920, the US federal WWV radio stations have broadcast the official time without fail. For amateur radio operators, hearing the friendly National Institute of Standards and Technology time announcement is a comforting old refrain. For others, it's a service they've never heard of. It in the background is what keeps the clocks and appliances in their daily lives automatically ticking along on time. But after 98 years, this constant companion could soon go off the air. The proposed 2019 United States presidential budget calls for a 34% cut in NIST funding. In response, the Institute compiled a budget use plan that would eliminate the WWV stations. At first blush, it might sound like the natural end to a quaint public service from a bygone era. Do we really need radio broadcast time signals in an era of internet-connected devices and GPSs? Many would argue, yes, we really do. More than 50 million devices in the United States, including wall clocks, wristwatches and industrial appliances, keep time through the signal from NIST's WWVB station operating from a site near Fort Collins, Colorado, where it reads the time directly from an atomic clock. These radio-equipped clocks are permanently tuned to WWVB's low-frequency 60 kHz signal. WWVB is the pacemaker for the world around us, even if we don't realise it, says a writer on the shortwave radio news site. It's why factory workers and schools don't need to drag out the stepladder every time we switch between daylight and standard time. Without WWVB, these devices won't magically update themselves. Those household devices and industrial clocks generally don't have internet capability. So without WWVB, the article says, we'd like to be getting on ladders twice a year to manually have our clocks spring forward and fall back. What's more, the non-radio alternatives just aren't reliable, says station manager for WWVB, and its sister high-frequency stations WWV, also at Fort Collins, and WWVH out of Kauai in Hawaii. Internet connections aren't available everywhere, and GPS does not penetrate into buildings, which is an obvious problem, it said. Plus, it's vulnerable as it's prone to jamming as well as spoofing. The WWV stations are more than perfect timekeepers too. The stations emit a frequency that can be used by military personnel, mariners, amateur radio operators, or anyone else to calibrate devices. The operators also broadcast information like space weather alerts, GPS satellite health reports, and marine storm warnings. But at least as written in the NIST budget plan, these airwaves are slated to go silent. Person at the organisation points out that it's only the presidential budget proposal that suggests cuts to NIST. The House and Senate proposals both leave the agency's budget intact. Plus, the WWV stations have survived similar presidential proposals before. Still, the stations listed, listeners are taking the potential loss seriously. Fans have circulated multiple WhiteHouse.gov petitions, while hobby shortwave magazines are using their platforms to encourage supporters to contact their local representatives. Congress has until 1st of October to finalise the budget for fiscal year 2019, at which point the fate of these stations will become clear. As one-way broadcast, typically it's very difficult to ascertain our user base, the station manager notes. But when events like this come up, we get a lot of feedback. It's a silver lining. We've received a lot of positive support, and it shows that this is still a highly valued service. So that was some information concerning the possible closure of the US government's time signal stations, as WWV, WWV and WWVH, and it's tied in with American, the US, United States government's cutback on budgets. And that article was based on information in the IEEE Spectrum online professional engineering magazine. So now for some shortwave news in our Australian DX report. Some monitoring observations made here in Melbourne recently as we moved during our early spring period. Good reception in our post-sunrise period. This between 2030 and 2100, various channels in the 31 metre band noted. 9885, the BBC from the UAE, from the Dabaya relay station with Arabic programming. 9920, the Thailand Radio International Service from Radio Thailand in English. 9565, Radio Marti, the American government station broadcasting in Spanish to Cuba. 9555, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh, programs in Arabic. 5900, the Overcomer Ministry, broadcasting English religious programs from the Kostanbrod relay station in Bulgaria. And 9980, WWCR with English, and that came in best after 2100. And 9655, the station Radio Television Algerian, using the relay facility at Issoudun in France for programs in Arabic. So good reception here in Melbourne between 2030 and 2100, and those that type of reception should continue with not too much fuss in the weeks ahead. But we're not too keen on investigating the higher frequencies due to the low sunspot cycle. Some general shortwave station news. This will be of interest to listeners in Europe, Africa, Asia and the Americas, as acknowledged to the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, which is produced by technical monitors in Sofia. Radio Havana, Cuba, has been noted in Spanish. 2100 to 2300 on 11760 for reception in Europe. and the station in Algeria, which we mentioned a moment ago via the Essendon relay facility in Issoudun in France, from 0504 on 7295 in French with a news bulletin to North West Africa, 9535 also from 0504 with Arabic to Central Africa carrying the Holy Quran program, and the Holy Quran program also noted on 9620 from after 0600. NHK World Radio Japan via the Moosbrunn relay station in Austria, noted in Eastern Europe, on 5975 for the morning program, 0500 to 0530, non-directional to Western Europe in English, very good reception, 300 kilowatts, the transmitter power there, and non-directional antenna. And Deutsche Welle from Germany, also via the Issoudun relay station in France. Morning programs, 0630 to 0700 on 11800, 500 kilowatts, 170 degrees, to West Africa in Hausa. Adventist World Radio via Issoudun, another station using the relay facility there. 11880, 0700 to 0730, to West Africa in French, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 170 degrees. And NHK World Radio, another relay frequency used by the Issoudun relay station in France, morning programs to Europe, 0800 to 1000 on 15290 to Western and Central Africa in Japanese, and that's 500 kilowatts, 190 degrees antenna. And Adventist World Radio via Nauen in Germany, that's the relay station there, 15285 is the frequency, 1330 to 1500 to East Asia in Chinese, and that's 250 kilowatts, 070 degrees antenna. And the Voice of Greece, noted in Eastern Europe on 9420, 0651 to 0700 to Western Europe in Greek, 150 kilowatts, 323 degrees, and in parallel with 9935. And Radio Kuwait on 9745, heard in Europe, 1100 to 1325 on 9750 to Near East and Africa in Arabic with the general service. That's 250 kilowatts and 286 degrees. And also on the same frequency, 0800 to 1600 in Japanese, and that carries the NHK World Radio Japan. So some interesting information there, sourced to our colleagues at the SWLDX Bulgaria newsletter in Sofia, and we thank them for their assistance. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.